Please, sir, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the outset, I'd like to congratulate all panelists for their presentations. I tend to agree with my Chinese colleague regarding his comment on Article 36. I think there are no doubts of the importance of this article and that it plays an important role in IHL. But I will make my point not related only to the compliance to the article itself, but the issue of transparency. And then I'd like to pose a question to the panelists regarding how to deal with the secrecy of most of these weapons programs and transparency in this weapons review. And I will just pick one example. It's very, very, very clear, at least for us. Most of the states that allege, and I don't have any reason for doubting, to have a weapons review with a high level of performance, are also many of them possessors of nuclear weapons. And there is clearly a dispute right now if these weapons would comply or not with IHL. I see that this kind of measure usually does not help to build upon transparency, because at the end, the implementation of Article 36 is related to national implementation. So how to deal with this aspect? And my second question to the panelists is related to the text itself of the Additional Protocol 1, because if you go to the Additional Protocol 1 text, and I beg your pardon for mentioning it. I am going to read just the Article 57 that was mentioned by one of the presenters. Paragraph 2 says, with respect to attacks, the following precautions shall be taken. A, those who plan or decided upon an attack shall. It seems to me that the way it's written, and the diplomats that negotiated it were considering that this would be actions performed by human beings. Do you think it's feasible to consider machines performing this kind of assessment? Thank you so much.